Mr. Chairman, Ghana should focus on providing tax incentives for increasing production and generating employment. This is what other countries have done. In the process, revenue can be raised from corporate taxes. But we should not allow, which is what we have allowed all these years. What we should not allow to happen is the desire to generate revenue to kill businesses and cause unemployment. Because of our desire for revenue, we forget that we can kill businesses by imposing so many taxes, especially putting our cross taxes, putting our industries at a disadvantage. In this regard, there should be specific tax policies that we should implement as a country. We should reduce corporate taxes, they are too high. We should abolish the VAT of financial services. It doesn't make sense, as I told you. 70% of our people are unbanked. We are trying to get them into the banking sector. Now we want to impose a VAT of financial services. For a poor person who doesn't bank, how can we encourage them to come and bank when we are taxing financial services? It has to be abolished. We should provide incentives for the real estate sector. We should abolish the special import duty of 1-2% of imports, and we should remove the import duties on the importation of raw materials. That is, there should be zero import duty on the importation of raw materials for specific industries that we identify. We should remove the duties also, because we want to encourage manufacturing. We should also remove the duties on equipment, because we are not taking the equipment here, and we are competing with other countries. If we put all these import duties on this equipment, then our firms cannot be competitive. We should remove the import duties, allow them to come in, let them bring in the raw materials, let them bring in the machines, let them produce. Once they produce, you will employ people. Once they employ people, you can get income tax, and when they get profit, you can get corporate tax. That is the way to do it. That is the way to do it. So we should put it upside down, and we need to move in a different direction. Mr. Chairman, it is also very important, very quickly, address the issue of regular unemployment by also giving specific tax incentives to companies that hire fresh graduates. The tax rebates, for example. So, to demonstrate our focus on productivity and jobs for the youth in Ghana and for graduates, we should introduce an employment tax credit scheme to provide incentives for companies employing fresh graduates. So, about 60% of the wages that you pay the fresh graduate will be subject to tax relief, and that will give a lot of companies an incentive to hire tax fresh graduates, because right now they think it is expensive. By giving them tax incentives through a tax credit scheme, we will increase the number of fresh graduates that are hired into the workforce. And this policy should provide an incentive for business. Let's normalize the economy. Let's have financial inclusion. Let's diversify Ghana's export base. We can become a production hub in the sub-region. Let's develop a mortgage market and with property titles easy to obtain. Let's use trade policy to support local industries. And in particular, let's eliminate import duties on raw materials and manufacturing equipment. Let's make sure we preserve macroeconomic stability and debt sustainability to create the fiscal space that will help us create jobs and bring down interest rates. Let's increase infrastructure investment. We are suffering from a little bit of local doomsday at the moment, but we have had 3 years of doomsday. Infrastructure, power, roads, water, and so on is key to job creation. Let's address corruption. Let's add value to our raw materials. Let's invest with skills training and research. And if we do all of these things, we can bring down graduate unemployment and remove that embargo that has been placed on hiring in the public sector. Ladies and gentlemen,